the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
We're mere moments away from getting the round tables up and running and getting the Ticket Olympics up and running. Hopefully all of our contestants are here. Now, we're having four events in this thing. And if someone will turn the sign around there, I'll tell you what they are.
It's the Pie Munch.
It's a scavenger hunt at 6:10. The bra size versus IQ quiz at 6:50. At 7:10, the Give It To Me Lance interpretive dance. And at 7:30, the Ticket Chick Pie Munch. Those are our four events. And again, I don't know who's representing the little hard line in these, but we cannot lose those last two.
Gosh, well, you know, you'd hope not. I mean, we invented them. Can't lose them.
I mean, we cannot go down in defeat on the Give It To Me Lance interpretive dance or the Pie Munch.
But then again, we are the hard line.
We'll find a way, won't we?
Yeah, if there's a way to lose, we'll figure it out.
Anyway, we're going to get that up and running here in just a couple of seconds. Right, Cobra?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, well, I was looking at you like, I thought you had something here.
Oh, I thought you were going to lead it.
Well, no.
This is
no.
Your generation. Because we were just talking.
Yeah, but you're the one that's fascinated by it.
Oh, I am, man. I'm still pissed at you for not going. Because today is the anniversary of day one of Woodstock.
Yes.
Here's something. That brings up a good point, Ryan. Were you aware of this when you were?
Oh yeah, I knew it was going on.
Was it buzz in that community or that scene back then about what was going to happen? Because nobody knew it was going to be of the magnitude that it turned out to be. Right.
There was a little buzz. I knew something was going on up there, and they got all these bands to play. And I also knew that it sounded like the Texas International Pop Festival, which was just a couple weeks after that.
Did it ever occur to you to go up there and go to it?
No, never did.
Did any of your friends or anybody you know go up there?
At the time?
Yeah.
No. Now, later, I've met a number of people who were there.
Really?
Yeah, Rhodey was there.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But it never occurred to me to go up there myself and do it. I had gigs.
That you had to play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowing what you know now, would you have gone?
Knowing what I know now, the day I graduated from high school, I would have gone to California. I would have moved to San Francisco.
Boy.
Which you graduated in 69.
Yeah.
And you probably would have hung out with the Dead and everybody else.
Yeah, I probably
would
have followed right into that scene. Who knows? I might have been in the Dead by now.
You think you really would have moved out
there? Corey would have been going to see you this past weekend.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'll get you VIP.
You work for the Ticket?
Man, I'm a big fan.
I was going to start that thing.
I would have started that station had I not moved out to California.
So yes, knowing what I know, that's what I would have done.
All right, the guys that you knew, like Rhodey, who went, was it overblown?
No.
Really? It was cool.
All right, but what was so great about it, Ryan? You said it was like the top festival that was about to come. Why did that one blow up into such a cultural event?
Why did what? Woodstock?
Woodstock.
Because it was the first one.
But he just said the Texas Pop Festival was about to happen, and it sounded a lot like what was going to go on there.
Yeah, it had already been done.
It was. But Woodstock was pretty much the first. There were a whole lot more people that showed up for it than showed up at Louisville. And Woodstock got out of hand. You know, plus the fact it rained, it was muddy and everything, and everybody had to really rely and depend on the spirit of the time to just get through the thing. You know, Woodstock, for a lot of people, became a matter of just getting through it. You know, that's what that was all about.
And avoiding the brown acid.
Yeah, and losing the people you were with.
Right.
And having to fend for yourself.
Okay, there were probably a lot of people at Woodstock who had something really bad happen to them. I mean, if we heard about it today, we'd think, man, that is a really bad thing that happened to you there. But you know what? They didn't care. They fought through it.
Now, you went to the one in Louisville, right?
Right.
Was that a beating?
No.
Were they ready for it? Were they prepared for it?
Yeah, they were ready for it.
How many people showed up to that? How many days was it? Three or four?
3 days. It was, I don't know.
Did you drive home every night?
Yeah.
You stay out? You didn't stay out there?
No, I didn't stay out there.
Did you have to have a ticket each day?
Yeah.
Texas Tickets.
Is that who you called?
214-696-8001.
So there wasn't like a three-day pass? I'm sure there were thousands of people camping out there.
Yes, there were.
Had to have been.
Right.
Smelly.
Stunk.
Why'd you go home, man?
I don't know. I just did.
God, what a weenie you were.
I know. I was.
He didn't know what he knows now.
Right. I didn't know what I know.
You don't have to know that. You just know,
but
like, see, man, this looks like they're staying up all night.
You found it out. You found out what I didn't. And yet, when it comes time to see the dead, there's the Wyndham Suite, there's the limo, there's the VIP pass, there's the poncho.
Yeah, but when I was 19...
The second row ticket.
When I was 20 or 19, I was all over that. 3 days, no shower, just sickening. All I've eaten is like a, you know, piece of cheese that some guy passed down three rows and gnaw at it for a while and just go back to dancing. Now that's fun. What?
You would dance?
I danced at the dead.
You did?
Danced? I never stopped dancing.
Well, how did you dance?
He knows how to dance.
Well, show us.
No, because you're not talking about joke dance. You're talking about like you were really moved by the music to dance.
Yeah.
Now, let's hear a little Franklin Tower and see the Cobra dance.
I mean, we need to see it. We're here, guys, not out.
I think everyone wants to see you dance.
Roll some dead and let's see how you
do. I'm not getting up and dancing. I'll do it in the studio.
Come on.
I'll do it in the studio.
No, people here want to see you.
They
want to
see it, man. Come on, Cobra. Don't let the P1 down.
Oh, the P1s are speaking.
There is no way in hell I am dancing in front of these humans. No way.
These humans?
What? I can't.
Why not? Because you're not high.
I don't remember how.
It's just that's your spinach to your Popeye.
Right.
You gotta have that to start dancing.
Yeah, I mean I danced the whole show. Now it's not like a dance, like I'm doing.
Well, what is it?
A waltz.
You gotta have
like that.
Please show us something.
You just stand up and you groove. That's all you do.
All right, here we got something to work with, Ryan. Let's see a little stand-up.
He knows what I'm talking about, and so do you.
Well, I don't want to see it.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because.
What's the difference in standing up and grooving and dancing?
Probably nothing.
Corby,
not
just
like,
do it.
I'm not like, shut up, Danny. I'm not like spinning around or something like that.
What are you doing? Like the swimmer, stuff like that?
The monkey?
Yeah. Running man?
Why won't you do it?
I don't want to.
Did you forget your piece of cardboard to put down on the floor?
Yeah. For the dead shows, did everyone bring their own cardboard to break? Were you doing like the robot and stuff like that? The Grateful Dead show.
See, he'll do it up there where nobody knows him.
Right.
But won't do it here.
But I thought you were anything goes, Corby. Never concerned with what anyone thinks about you.
I'm not.
He used to be.
I'm not.
Then he decided to like limos and luxury suites. But
boy, that certainly limits his usefulness all of a sudden, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I can't dance on cue. I can't do it. You know that.
Well, how about
tried to get me to do this before, and I won't do it.
Reiner dances on cue.
Sure. Crank this up.
He dances on cue.
Watch Reiner dance.
All right, if Reiner dances, will you dance?
No, because I know him. He'll do that stupid
dance together.
Pelvic thrust dance.
Dance together.
He'll do it. Go ahead, do it.
Well, no, not if you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be required to.
But I'm just saying that he can
dance. We're not talking about me anyway. We're talking about you.
You know why? Because the dance that I do, you only see, it's not a dance, first off.
You're the one that said you went back to dancing.
See?
It's more of a boogie.
See, he would hate it.
Oh, wait. Now it's not standing up and grooving or dancing.
It's boogie.
It's a boogie.
That's what it is. It's a boogie. And that's what I call it.
See, maybe you need to
hate that boogie fever.
I do, because I'm not, I can't dance.
You did for 3.5 hours.
You just
got to
stand up and you groove.
Come on, catch that boogie.
Oh, here he goes. He's moving a little bit.
That's it. You kind of stick your hands out in front.
Come on,
No, that's
fire
it.
Fire up some dead.
Come on, roll a little Uncle John's
back. You are such stick in the mud.
What happened to this?
All right, roll Box
you're
of Rain.
You were a performer.
Shut the hell up.
Here's Box and or of Rain.
Thanks, buddy. My Mexican brethren.
Oh, my gosh.
Now feed it to us. We can't hear it.
They're feeding it.
It's cranked, baby.
Oh, I don't hear it. You hear it, Ryan?
Plus,
no.
We heard a crowd. And it's in Slayer, where you can hear Snake Kid.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, can you see? It's not dancing.
Stand up. I can't tell.
Yes, you're 2 feet away from me.
Well, no, you can't stand
all
up.
All right,
well,
stand up.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, stand up. Come on, boogie.
Stand up.
Come on.
Come on, stand up.
Look at Grego. Look, Grego's dancing.
He's trying to get into the music.
Oh, there goes Rhymes. He's grooving.
All right.
All right, am I grooving, Gordo?
Yeah, you're grooving, Grego.
Come on,
grooving.
No.
Grooving. Come on, I'm grooving.
Oh,
we're
God.
Grooving.
Oh, good God.
All right, we're grooving.
Come on,
Give
Corby.
A little bit more.
Do your pelvic thrust,
Am I grooving?
We don't have the right song on for that.
Put your hand on Reiner's hips, Grego. And
no.
Get a little groove going.
You know what? We're taking this seriously. Okay. I was grooving.
We're not talking about us anyway. We're
Aren't
talking
we?
About him.
I was
no,
just,
we're not.
I was just
we're
trying.
Not about us.
I was trying to groove, okay?
Look, we have the Ticket Olympics coming up.
Do we?
Yes. With the Give It To Me Lance.
I can guarantee you,
everybody here
is more interested
in
you. Guarantee more people are interested in you grooving and boogie than they are for the pie munch, which was stolen from us to begin with.
Uh-oh.
What?
All right, Corby. So let me get this straight. You're the most abrasive and over the top, although...
Maybe if you get me drunk.
You're Mr. Anything Goes, except for a few things.
Right.
Except for roughing it at a concert when everybody else
right.
does.
You are a performer who refuses to perform.
Correct.
Even though the masses would love
right,
to see
exactly.
you do it. Even though you would be a hero to them if you did it.
Can't
you're,
do it.
You're a hippie that won't live one iota of the lifestyle.
Right. I'm too old for that. Huh. I've grown out of it.
But as soon as you get out from the watchful eye of the P1 or the hardline proper, then all of a sudden you got the boogie and you got to stand up and groove.
Right. You're exactly right.
You are a bigger fraud than Deion Sanders.
So be it.
Okay, then we'll just leave it at that.
Here's one final move.
All right, the Olympics start next.
Check out the latest and greatest games from GameStop at ProCuts Football.